This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right. Hey, look, Phil Collins on the line right now.
No, he's one crazy bastard. He really is. I'm excited about Leopard and Poison.
And Leopard, over 100 million records sold. I mean, one of the biggest bands of all time.
Look, I can tell you, there are certain albums in this life, I can tell you where I was when I heard them. And I know where I was. First time I heard Leopard, I heard Quiet Riot. I mean, you just knew, man.
Yeah.
You know, because it was a life changer. I'll never forget, man, opening up and going, oh my God, this is so good, man. Pyromania, that's the beginning of that. You're just like, what in the hell?
Born December 8th in Hackney, London, England. In 1982, he joined an already multi-platinum selling band and helped to propel them to becoming what was, at one point, the biggest rock band in the world. That band is Def Leppard. They have sold over 100 million records worldwide. They continue to sell out shows the world over. And on Wednesday, June 21st, you can see them live at the Sprint Center. Please welcome Def Leppard guitarist Phil Collins.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good being here.
Man, I'm excited about you coming into Kansas City. It'll be a great show, man. Really excited. You
always. Yeah, absolutely.
It's just we were reminiscing about 1983. I was in my buddy's house and Pyromania came out and he put it on and we just stood there and stared at the record going in circles listening to song after song and immediately went out and bought a High and Dry so you could you know, listen on through the night, you know, and all that. It was just amazing, man.
Well, thank you. Yeah, no, it's great. Have you still got a record player?
You know what? I rebought one so I could play all the old vinyl.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, it's just funny because, you know, you think about Def Leppard, and the majority of the success came in the 80s and 90s, but, you know, there's bigger ideas that I never hear about. Like, the very fact that the Def Leppard sound was stolen and used by other artists through Mutt Lange. I mean, the very sound went to Shania Twain. You hear it and you go, that's the Def Leppard sound. It's undeniable.
Well, it's actually the Mutt Lange sound.
Sure.
I think he adopted all these bands, of, you know, like particularly Brian Adams or Shania Twain. It come from him first. He's the, kind of the originator of that, if you like. So, then we have big props to Mutt. He's very cool. Still is.
Sure, but weren't you the first band that he pioneered that sound with?
Well, I mean, you know, he'd done three AC/DC albums, Highway to Hell,
sure.
Back in Black, and For Those That's a Rock. But, I think successfully, you know, bringing rock music to like, you know, the masses, if you like. You know,
sure.
I kind of did that with Shania Twain before that country was very separate. And then all of a sudden, you know, there's people singing in elevators and stuff like that, and hearing it in Japan and things like that. So, yeah, I think he was, you know, that successful thing of blending rock and pop music together. I guess we were the first hard rock band, really.
Listen, enough with the humility. You will accept the compliment, Phil Collins.
I know, right? Thank you.
You guys, and it's, I think, what a testament to your genuine ability. In a time when, and I love the 80s, in a time when a lot of the music was pretty, dispensable. But you guys aren't. I mean, you still go out, you still do huge shows, and all the adversity the band has had. But most importantly, man, when you guys walk out there, you still look fantastic. You perform fantastic. Everybody's at the as good as they've ever been.
Yeah, I think even better. You know, we try and push the bar out. I think, you know, and a big testament to that is last year we were on tour and everyone's going, this is the best we've ever heard. This is better than the 80s, better than the 90s, better than the early 2000s. So that's why we decided to, you know, record it and actually, you know, put this DVD out that's coming out, you know, in a couple of weeks, actually. So, you know, we recorded a show in Detroit and, I think it's just got better and better and better. But, you know, we don't take any time off. So we kind of, we're forced to get better, I think.
Right. Hey, how's Vivian doing?
He's great. He's really good. You know, as long as he looked after himself and he was on this this drug and it kind of kept all the cancer at bay, and he's in a really good place right now. So, you know, fingers crossed and, yeah, onwards and upwards.
I was glad to see him when he joined the band years ago. Quick side stories. When he was with Dio, I was a little kid. Dio was playing here in Kansas City at Sandstone Amphitheater and headlining with Twisted Sister opening, and I was walking out, and there was a backstage pass, one of those little sticky satin ones. I'm only like 15 or 16 years old, and I knew what it was for, so I ran backstage, but I didn't know where to go once you were there. You know, you're only a little kid. So I wander through these trailers until I see Dio, and I approach him, and Vivian's around, and he couldn't have been kinder to an obviously goofy little kid that wasn't supposed to be back there. I mean, he was to this day, I hold on to that autograph he gave me that day.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's still a little kid, but he's good, yeah.
But he's a nice guy. I mean, that's the thing I took away from all of that is, obviously, he's a great guitar player, but he's a good human being.
Absolutely. You know, that's you have to be. You know, certainly to be in this band, you know, that's the thing. That's the main thing.
Yeah, because you guys, there's not been, you know, people leaving. I mean, you've obviously had tragedies, people passed, but you guys, it doesn't happen often. You guys stick together.
Yeah, it's not a revolving door. You know, it's more about the personalities, and it's that those personalities make the music together. It's just not the other way around. It's not like a bunch of musicians that have to be together because they, you know, they dread it and hate each other. No, it's just totally the other way around. It's the personality makes it work, and actually, I think part of that creates the music as well.
Sure, absolutely, it does. And at the end of the day, do you really feel in your heart like it's still a family, like Def Leppard, you guys in the band? It's above all, it's about you guys being friends and family.
Without a doubt. I mean, that's really important. So, you know, we've actually spent more time together than we did our, you know, blood relatives. You know, when you consider, sure, you know, you grow up, you leave home at like 16 or 17, 18, whatever. But we've actually spent 34 years. We took 1 year off, 2010. Other than that, we've been together. You know, we've been in, you know, studio or on a bus together. So it's a long time when you think about it, you know, and it's longer for that than that, you know, a couple of the other guys, you know, Joe and Sav, they were together 3 years before that. So it's, it's crazy when you weigh that up and add all those times up together.
What a wonderful life, man. It really is. And you've made a lot of people very happy, and you'll be back making people happy. The Sprint Center, June 21st with Poison. And it'll be fun to see you guys, man. I'll be there for sure.
Excellent. No, we'll be looking forward to that.
All right, my friend. Best to everybody, and especially Vivian Campbell. And we'll see you in a few months.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Take care, my friend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.